You have a chapter you skip. Every single time someone asks how you got here, you tell them the story without that part in it. And you get so good at this edited version of your story that it comes out smooth now. Like it's just supernatural for you. Nobody would even know that there is a missing chapter. But you know, and the part that you keep leaving out, that is the part someone needs to hear. Not the cleaned up version, not the lesson learned version with the tidy little resolution at the end, the actual fucking chapter, the one that was messy, where you got knocked the fuck out and you had to get back up and it was unresolved and very specific to your situation in a way that made you decide nobody else could relate to it. You carry that by yourself. And here's what I know about that decision. It's wrong. The more specific the mess, the more people recognize themselves in it. The more you think this is just too unique to my situation, the more likely it is that someone else has been in the exact room thinking the exact same thing about their situation. And they're out there right now looking for someone. They're looking for anyone who gets it from the inside, not from a textbook, not from a credential, but like a day in the actual life where they didn't know how it was going to end and they were so fucking lost. That is you. It's you. You're the answer to that. You guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am Brandon Lynette, Voice Authority podcast coach. Let's make it clear, your message, and I need you to hear that. It is not just a tagline. It is the actual instructions for the work you're supposed to be doing. And you've been waiting until you have your shit together enough to be worth listening to. And that's bullshit. And I know what you're doing because I did the same thing. And I'm going to tell you what's happening in your brain and your nervous system when you hide the mess and what happens when you actually stop and you're just fucking radically honest and you call yourself out and you share the truth. Before we go in, today is brought to you by my favorite super patch. Yeah, my Zen's in the car, so I can't show you a package. Yes, I can. I'm lying. I'm gonna talk about Zen today. And what this episode is going to ask you to do requires that a special kind of mental clarity. Not really bravery, but just real clarity and that ability to sit with something uncomfortable and actually think straight instead of spiral out. Zen supports cognitive balance. It supports my decision making, improved information flow. It is drug free. This is my second favorite. I do pair it with the peace patch just because it's that extra oomph, but my brain is wildly neurospicy. Okay, like I have squirrel brain, I have distraction brain, I have every kind of enemy working in my brain against me because it's gotten so good at keeping me safe. I think probably the more traumatic your childhood, the more neurospicer you are. Yeah, did I get a diagnosis? Yeah. Do I like labels? No, I don't give a shit about labels, so I'm never gonna proudly support whatever. It's just my brain is different. This helps me rein it in. Drug-free. This is a big F you to Big Pharma. It's made in the United States. It is vibrotactile technology working directly through your nervous system. I always have a link in the show notes. You guys check it out. Let's talk about the chapter that you skip, okay? Because listen, bitch, if there's anything I know to be true about you, it's that you've been editing your story for a very long time. I'm not saying you're a liar. I think you're just leaving things out. Like, the marriage that fell apart, or the business that failed publicly enough that people noticed, or maybe it's an addiction that you got through, the faith crisis that wrecked everything you thought you believed, the version of you that existed before the version of you are currently presenting, the one that was a fucking mess in ways you haven't ever talked about. You decided that chapter was the before. You drew a line in the sand. You think that the message was the after. That you had to earn the right to speak by getting far enough past the thing. Let me tell you something. And I love you guys. You know that I might be a little abrasive, but it is out of genuine love because the people who need you, they're not waiting for the after version. They're in the middle right now, the same middle that you were in the same room, and the same feeling of like, fucking nobody understands how this feels. Nobody has been in this exact situation. Nobody could possibly have come out on the other side of the situation. It's a big, scary monster. And here you are. You're out here with the answer to the exact feeling. And you're keeping it in the fucking dark because you decided it's not ready. It's ready. It's been ready. The mess is the message. You just haven't said it was. And there's this amazing thing happening in your brain and your body because when you get close to sharing the real shit, you know that little chapter you've been protecting, two things happen almost simultaneously. And once you understand the mechanism, it's going to take away some of that power over you. Okay? Your amygdala fires. That's your brain's threat detection system. Its job is to scan for danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Did you guys see that show? Whatever happened to that? The problem is it cannot fully distinguish between physical danger and social danger. So being rejected by a room registers in the same neighborhood in the brain as being physically threatened. So when you think about putting the vulnerable truth out to the public, the amygdala reads it as a threat and sends an alarm. And then immediately, because the amygdala and the nervous system are in constant conversation, your body responds. So that's why your chest gets really tight. That's why your throat constricts. Your stomach does the thing. Your brain narrows into the threat and loses the bigger picture. So just know you're not special because you suffer by this. It's not a character flaw. This is just your nervous system doing exactly what it was designed to do, and that's to protect you from exposure. Once upon a time, we needed protection from a level of exposure. But right now, and the big problem is that we're not living in the land of dinosaurs. Exposure is exactly what your calling requires. And every time you share the mess, and the world does not end, and it doesn't. I've shared such a fuck ton of messes with you guys, like my whole entire blown up life a thousand times over. The world did not fucking end, and I did not die. It didn't kill me. Every time you speak the truth, and you share that thing that you have shame with, or that you're embarrassed of, or that you're frustrated with, and someone will respond with, "You too. I thought I was the only one." That right there gives your nervous system new data. And then the threat assessment updates in your brain, and your body learns that this kind of exposure is survivable. I mean, the first time I put my book out to the world, I was terrified. Terrified. I thought of every possible person that could read it and it would blow up in my face. I thought of every possible person who would read it and judge me. It was scary. And the same thing happened when I started a podcast, being vulnerable, talking about the mess. Because if you guys ever look at my fucking social media and you're like, wow, she has her shit together. She's so lucky. I'm doing it wrong. I never want you to look at my shit and think that you see some kind of curated version of a great life. Bitch, I'm in the arena with you going through it. Just going through it. But over time, if you can do the scary shit and your brain gets the reps it needs, your nervous system stops treating vulnerability like a bear's fucking attacking you. It starts treating it like the thing that will connect everything. But the only way to give your nervous system that data is to fucking do it. You can't think about doing it. You can't imagine doing it. You can't picture doing it. You can't write down doing it. You have to do it. Speak the truth. One moment where you stop managing the narrative and you just tell the truth. The nervous system learns from what actually happens, not from what you imagine might happen. And the mess in your life is not the detour. The season that broke you open is the reason you can speak to people who are being broken open right now. The failure that felt like it defined you is the reason you can look someone in the eye who is in their failure and say, "I know what this feels like from the inside." Not from a book, but from a basic day in my actual life where I didn't know if I was going to make it. This is the most valuable thing you own. Y'all, anybody can Google information. Anybody can have a conversation with the demons on chat, okay? Anybody could do that. But you can't Google what it felt like in your situation. Nobody can replicate your combination of what you went through and what you learned and what you would tell yourself now. That combination is your credential. Fuck your degrees, fuck the titles, fuck the polished version that fits all neatly in the bio. Fuck all of that. Your credential is the mess, the real shit, the chapter you keep leaving out. And the systems have their hooks into you. That credentialing system needs you to believe that if you want to be legitimate, You need institutional validation. You need the degree. You need the certification. You need the years in the industry because if legitimacy came from lived experience, the institutions would lose their gatekeeping function. And the gatekeeping function, that's their fucking business model. So you're trained. Yes, we're all useful idiots, darlings. We're trained from very early to distrust the credential of experience. And now you're sitting on the real shit waiting for someone to certify it as valid before you share it. Babe, I love you. Again, I'm going to say that. Nobody is coming to certify your fucking mess. The certification comes from sharing. The validity is in the connection it creates when someone hears it and says, oh, me too. Are you fucking serious? Me too. And the media does the same shit. The stories that get told publicly are the cleaned up ones. The after photo, you know that shit's not real. We get the redemption arc with a clear resolution. You've been consuming a feed of arrived people and comparing your messy middle to their polished endings, and then you conclude you're not ready, you're not enough. Story doesn't matter, truth doesn't matter. Nobody else could understand. You're ready. The mess is your credential. The platform is yours to build. And the gatekeepers do not get a vote on whether your story is worth telling. The vote belongs to the person on the other end of it. And that person has been waiting for you to get your shit together. I built the whole Woo Space framework before I built this. Spent years in a direction that I really thought was true, and it turned out not to be. And when God redirected me, when he said, drop it all, you've been bamboozled. I had to sit with that humiliation of being publicly wrong. Not just the humiliation of being publicly wrong, I dragged people into this. Everybody that sat in my Reiki sessions, everybody that sat in my card readings. I dragged real humans into the devil's playground. And my first instinct, manage it. Make the transition quietly, let the old thing fade. Don't ever talk about why we left, just let it go, just bury it. Because the mess of it felt like a liability. Like if I said it out loud, I spent years building the wrong shit and had to dismantle it, people would question the thing that came after. And that's the thing. I kept it to myself and I was afraid to build ever again because I'm like, this is just gonna hang out after me. But the opposite happened. The moment I stopped managing the narrative and I started telling the truth, then the discomfort of the redirection, the embarrassment of having been convinced of something that turned out not to be true, the way God had to really get loud before I got quiet enough to hear him, that was the moment the work started connecting differently. And it's not because the mess made me more relatable in some manufactured way, it's because it was true. And the truth is always going to land in a way that those curated stories can't. And the mess was not the thing I had to survive before I could build my message. The mess was the message the whole time. I just had to stop protecting it. There's a million things in my life that I could think of that I thought would be the end of everything. I can't tell people how many times I've been divorced. I can't tell people, private parts of my life. I can't tell people I'm struggling. I have to show people that what's possible and, that their excuses are the reasons I keep going. But the reason I keep going is because I don't have a choice. There's a lot to this. I did, this lady I talked to on an interview show, she'd been in recovery for 4 years before she said anything about it publicly. 4 years of building a platform, connecting with an audience, and keeping the most important part of her story off the table. And it's I not because she was ashamed, because she decided it was not relevant. Her thing was not addiction content, so the addiction chapter stayed hidden. Then she mentioned it one time in passing in a conversation in a sentence, and the response was unlike anything she'd ever put out. And she's building on social media for years. Messages from people who had been watching her for years were saying they had no idea. People who were currently in the middle of their own version of saying they felt less alone than they had in months. 4 years of keeping the most powerful part of her story off the platform because she decided it wasn't relevant. One sentence, everything shifts. She's not even an addiction coach. Her content doesn't change. She just stopped editing out the part of herself that made her human. Your audience does not need you to be an expert in your mess. They just need to know you had a fucking mess. If you know what your chapter is, if you've been telling the part of your story as a liability when it's actually the most important thing you have, send this to one person who needs to hear it. The one hiding the thing that would help people the most. It just takes a second, okay? In John 9, the disciple asked Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, and he was born blind?" And they look at the mess and assumed it was a punishment. They assumed it was evidence of something wrong. And Jesus said, "Neither. He was born blind so that the works of God might be displayed in him." It's not a punishment. It's not a detour. Not something to get past before the real story could begin. The mess was the setup. The thing that looked like the worst part of his story was the thing that made the story matter. Your mess is not punishment. It's not evidence that something went wrong. It's the setup for the thing God's about to do that's going to be visible because of what you went through. Not despite it, because of it. The disciple asked whose fault it was. Jesus said, "That is the wrong question. The right question is, what is this for?" Babe, that thing you're suffering with, that whatever you're struggling through, ask the question, what is your mess for? Because it is not just for you to survive it. It is for someone else to find. Someone who's in the middle of their own blind season right now in the dark, wondering if anyone has ever been in this room. You have, and you haven't said so yet. Say so. No one's looking for a trauma dump, okay? No one's looking for some performance of vulnerability because you heard that vulnerability builds connection. Don't make the mess the brand and lead with it in every piece of content forever, okay? My big launch is that I explained my mom signed a rights off when I was 12. Could you imagine if I started every single thing off with that? This looks like context. It's the kind that makes everything else you say just land in a different way. When you say this used to be the hardest thing for me, and here's why, that's not a detour from the content. That's the reason the contact is credible. It's the truth when someone asks you how you got here, not the curated bullshit. The real one, the one that includes the chapter you usually skip. Biggest question I get, how do you do it? How do you homeschool? How do you have your kids in sports and rec ball? And how do you run three podcasts? How do you take care of the house? Because I'm basically, my husband works from like 12:30 to 12:30, 5, 6 days a week. Okay, so I'm here solo running the show. How do you do it? You know how? Because I don't curate shit. I don't exhaust energy trying to make shit up. I take you guys through the fucking gauntlet I'm walking through. Whatever that looks like. And it is so refreshing. And you're probably exhausted because carrying fucking lies, or even not even just lies, like trying to hide anything is exhausting. Trying to pretend to be something you're not, like that struggle wasn't a part of your definition, that's crazy. People want the real shit. I feel like people can see through the bullshit if you're skipping by truth. Post whatever shit you have sitting in the drafts because it feels honest. Do that. That's probably the one that goes. And your nervous system is going to resist every time. The amygdala is going to fire and the chest is going to get tight and your voice going to crack and say it's too much. That's just the protection response. We can ignore that. The data that your nervous system needs is on the other side of posting that scary shit anyway. One post, one sentence, one truth in your real voice, try it. And name the chapter you're not sharing. I'm not saying you have to do it publicly. Like, you don't have to do that yet. Just to yourself, the part of your story you've been treating like a thing to get past. Just write it in one sentence, just for you. What is it? And then I want you to ask yourself, who is in the middle of this right now? Not who's been through it, not who's in it today. What does it feel like to be with them? What do they need to hear that nobody's saying? Because everyone who's been through exactly what you wrote down is busy presenting the after photo. And here you are with the answer. You lived it. This week, I want you to say one true thing about the mess. One sentence in a piece of content. One moment of context in an episode. One real answer to a question you usually answer with a curated bullshit version. Let the nervous system get the data that this is survivable so you can continue. Better today than yesterday means you name the chapter today. Better tomorrow than today means you say the one true thing about it. That shit you're the most embarrassed about is not the thing that disqualifies you. It's the thing that was always supposed to be your biggest credential. You've been protecting it. You're keeping it managed. You're deciding who gets to know and what version of the story is appropriate for which context. That protection, yeah, it feels like you're doing some wise, holy thing. Babe, that's your nervous system running the protection response it was trained to run. And meanwhile, the person who needed to know that they weren't the only one in that room has been scrolling past your curated feed, wondering if anyone can ever ex understand where she's at exactly in her situation. And you have. You're just not saying so. Christ did not redeem your mess so you can manage it quietly. He redeemed it so it could become the thing that reaches the people that polished version never could. The mess is not the before, it's the message. It was always the message. Your story's not too much. It is exactly enough for exactly the person who needs it. Check the show notes. Come work with me. Tell me the chapter you've been keeping off the platform. Tell me the mess, because that's the message. And the person who needs it has been waiting long enough.